The Bible says one man, one woman, till death do us part. Period. No exceptions. I believe God is going to answer our prayer and protect marriage in America.
Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney's my name, and that's what the debate's about in Washington. The Supremes may rule on gay marriage. May is the big word. It's very narrow, I think, what could happen here. And very serious, because there's a lot of people who are really sitting on pins and needles waiting to see what the Supreme Court's going to do. This is just the argument phase. June is when the ruling will come, right before they leave town. Isn't that convenient? But several Supreme Court justices are showing they might lean toward a ruling on gay marriage during this hearing. And then others seem as though, why are we even addressing this? Why do we take this case? So the lawyers for the plaintiffs are arguing for legalizing the unions nationally. And obviously, the others are pushing back in the other direction. And a lot of this centers around two different cases. And who you just heard there was Pastor Wiley Drake, one of many of different religious leaders speaking out about what marriage should be and how it should not be between two men or two women. California's Prop 8 ban on same-sex marriage is what the Supreme Court is looking at. It could have national implications, though, because here, just listen to this. If the justices choose to rule broadly, they could overturn Prop 8, and if they do it, it would invalidate every other restriction on gay marriage in the country. They suggested they could decide the case without issuing a ruling that has an effect on all of the other states. Several of the justices, including some of the more liberal justices who seemed open to gay marriage, raised some doubts that the case was properly before them, which I think was a precursor to it getting tossed back to the states. Justice Kennedy could have the decisive vote on the closely divided court. He could be the Solomon of this thing, suggesting that the court could dismiss the case with no ruling at all. And how about that? Because that kind of outcome would certainly allow gay marriages to resume in California, but it wouldn't have an impact any other place. I mean, this is really uncharted territory, because if it embraces arguments advanced by the gay marriage supporters, it would be taking them in a much different direction. Then you have Ted Olson, who represents two same-sex couples that the court similarly ventured into in 1967 when it struck down bans on interracial marriage in 16 states. He was on hand talking about that. But this is a little bit different, which is what's being challenged. Like Chief Justice John Roberts told Olson, if it seems supporters of gay marriage were trying to change the meaning of the word marriage by including same-sex couples. So not decided until June, but could have rippling effects on what happens, certainly in the Golden State, but elsewhere too. If you remember, there was a small window in 2004 when the San Francisco then-mayor Gavin Newsom ordered the city to issue marriage licenses. And 6 months later, the state Supreme Court invalidated those unions. Less than 4 years later, the same state court overturned California's prohibition on same-sex unions. Go figure. Does it sound like a bunch of gobbledygook? Here's the deal. Gay marriage, no gay marriage. Constitutional, not constitutional. Is there a leg to stand on Prop 8? Does the Supreme Court toss it back? A lot of people lined up for days to try to get tickets to get into the courtroom. Tickets are selling for $6,000 a pop to get a seat to watch this, because there's another day of this. The Defense of Marriage Act is also part of what's happening on Wednesday. the courts deciding a provision, or considering it a provision, rather, that defines marriage as between a man and a woman for the purpose of deciding who gets federal benefits. And that's part of what happened in the mid-90s, the Defense of Marriage Act. So you have the Prop 8 and the Defense of Marriage, both centering around gay couples. What ultimately is decided here, I'll say it again, will have an effect if they do have a hardcore ruling on both for many people in this country, but especially those who are gay. They're on the fence now about, are they getting this? Are they not getting this? What's happening? And it depends on the state. It's interesting. A Fox News poll released Thursday showed 49% of voters favor legalized gay marriage, 46% oppose it. That's a big shift from 2003. 32% say gay marriage should be legal, 58% oppose it. So even the numbers there have changed a bit. And 9 states, so you know, Connecticut, Iowa, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, Vermont, and Washington, throw in the District of Columbia, all gay marriage has been approved. 31 states have amended their constitutions to prohibit, if you will, same-sex marriage. North Carolina was the most recent, last May. So this is one that's not going down without a fight. And the fight in front of the courthouse is exactly what happened today. There was some fists even flying and a lot of hot opinions being thrown around. The justices indicating they might have a tight ruling, or it may, in a sense, get picked back or kicked back to the courts. Wow. Big. And this has been coming. We knew this was here. We knew it was coming. You know, any of these big cases, you look in, you look down the line, and you can see the scenarios, and you can start to, and then you start to talk about it, and you realize just how big this decision is. Like the Affordable Health Care Act, this is really second to it for lots of people because of the years that they spent working on fighting against gay marriage or fighting for gay marriage. Coming up on America Tonight, oh, we have a dungeon moment. I so regret that I have to put this guy in the dungeon because I think he's been through so much, but because of his words, I feel compelled to put him in, send him the key, and see if he'll be a guest on America Tonight. Coming up at the tail end of the hour in kind of dollars and cents, Dionne Warwick stuck in bankruptcy. Where did all the money go? You have to ask yourself. She has $1,000 in her bank account. I bet lots of you may even be in that situation where you go and check to check, but you may have more money than Dionne Warwick has. So when we look at We Can Count, we'll look at the dollars and cents of a few things, including her bankruptcy. Wow. What is it with the famous people? It's because of the taxes. She owes a lot of money in federal, state income taxes, and they want their money. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
The Freeze Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without. With big survival buck savings, our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese. All packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Ready, because we have a candidate for the dungeon. Sad to say, because I really admired this guy. In fact, I have had him on a show once in America Tonight history. I really, really admired what he did when it came to strategy in Iraq and in Afghanistan. That's a little hint. David Petraeus apologized Tuesday night to an audience of a lot of veterans for the conduct that led to the fact that he had to resign, meaning he screwed around with a woman that was writing his bio, and all hell broke loose. You know the story of what happened to him. He was leading the CIA, and everything came crashing down around him. He talked about regretting and apologizing for the circumstances and all that stuff. It's his first public speech after he resigned. It's about 600 people, including those veterans, at the University of Southern California's annual ROTC dinner. I mean, this is the guy who was the hero. He was the hero. He's the surge master in Iraq and Afghanistan, and he's been in seclusion. So I feel badly for the seclusion part because, you know, let your freak flag fly in another sense. Hey, you did it. He owned up to it. Who cares? Just shake off the media. It doesn't matter. But for apologizing, I just don't. Did he need to apologize in front of the crowd? Was it because it was veterans and he's a military guy and he didn't want to offend the military people because that mattered so much to him? I get that. I get the idea of not wanting to insult and or not wanting to feel badly about tarnishing the uniform. But he wasn't in the uniform with the CIA. He was moved out of the uniform. And remember, this is a retired 4-star general. And Paula Broadwell, of all people, was the one who brought this guy down during that FBI investigation into the email she sent to that other woman, Jill Kelly, that she thought was a rival for his attention. So if we have the dungeon ready, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, General Petraeus. He's always a general to me. I don't know that he had to apologize so publicly. I think we have to put him in the dungeon. Do we have the dungeon? See, Matt went on.
No windows and no doors.
Yeah, even Matt was reluctant to be the Grim Reaper and push him in there. So here's the deal. We send the general a key. If he accepts the key, that means he's going to come on America Tonight and talk about it with us. I mean, I could sit down and talk military strategy with this guy all night long. I think it's so interesting, some of the things that he did and how he led men to just climb through and run through walls for him, seriously. And the apology probably was heartfelt. I don't doubt that, but... Geez, you know, we have a forgiving nation. I don't know that he had to do that. I don't know that he had to do it. Maybe I'm being harsh. Maybe he doesn't have to do that. You know, Howard Bragman, who is this crisis communication expert, a lot of times for celebrities, he represents them, and he says that there was the right thing to do. That unlike Bill Clinton or John Edwards or other people in extramarital affairs, he didn't try to lie his way out of it. He took responsibility and moved on. That part I agree with. And he thinks that he can even run for public office, that he could be electable in an elected position. Mm. I mean, there's no question, militarily, after 9/11, he was the guy. He was the guy. I think the CIA position, maybe he wasn't comfortable. He was a military guy. Maybe that's what the deal is. But it's too bad. It's too bad how things unraveled with Petraeus. Because I would have liked to see him be the Secretary of Defense. I think that would have been a good role for Petraeus. But, of course, he never got there because of all the other crazy nonsense that happened that led to his downfall. Let's take a little bit of a twist here because I got a ton of email. And when I did an email segment earlier in a different hour, I didn't talk about this, but it's worth bringing up here since I got one from Meg, one from Jake in Austin, one from John, who listens to us in New Jersey, about the story that's now driving people to think about medical bills. And the story is this, is that this new report that's turned up about the Affordable Care Act is saying that medical claim costs, the biggest driver, of course, of health insurance premiums, is going to jump 32% for individual policies under this whole affordable health care overhaul. And this is a study done by a group of financial risk analysts. That's what they do. It's developed by the Society of Actuaries to its members, so they know. And what a shocker, right? 32%? So some states will see the claims cost per person decline, but the overwhelming majority will see double-digit increases in their health insurance markets, where people purchase the policies directly from the insurers. And that's a horrible jump. By 2017, the estimated increase would be 62% for California. Let me say those numbers again. 62%, 80% for Ohio, more than 20% for Florida, 67% for Maryland. And the reason for the higher claims costs is that sicker people are expected to join the pool, of course. And it didn't make those kind of estimates for employer plans, which is the mainstay for workers and families, because the primary impact of the law is on people who don't have coverage through their jobs. So wasn't the idea of the law, oh, what about all the people who can't be insured? What about all the poor people? That's not helping the poor people. Once again, who are they helping with this thing? The study didn't take into account price cutting of competition in the state, in the new state insurance markets that goes up on October 1st. But I think people are going to be in for a rude surprise if they thought this was going to be affordable. Because I don't think so. That's an incredible rise in rates. 60-some percent in California? How's that even affordable? And then pushing entrepreneurism and 1099s and all that. Ooh! And, of course, claims costs will drive healthcare premiums. But it's unaffordable insurance. Millions of now uninsured people will be covered as they get the purchased insurance, but that, how are they going to afford that? So will the market grow or to the 25 million people, or will the costs rise because of spending on sicker people? Why can't we get this right? Why don't we? There's so many things that are not right about this, unfortunately. There's big disparities in some of these studies, without a doubt. And it makes sense of older, sicker people and where the curve is going. But the states are different, accepting Medicaid expansion, some rejected, all that kind of stuff. So there are a couple of different scenarios at work. But relative to who can pay and who can't pay, I don't see how somebody who can barely afford insurance is going to get a big break by seeing a 62% increase. I don't think so. I think they're not going to... They're just going to have to pay the fine. So now it's sort of a double whammy. Oh, I can't afford the insurance that was supposed to be affordable, and I'm going to pay the fine instead. I don't want to, but I have no choice because you're threatening me, and the IRS hired 5,000 people to go out and find those people who aren't insured. So it's not going to be so easy to hide from that. So they're going to have to pay anyway. They're going to end up opening a wallet where they don't have the money to do it, but they're going to pay, and they're going to pay without getting the coverage they need. That's frightening. Something really needs to be flipped around with those numbers, I would think. They've got to get those health insurance companies. They have to hold them to caps, but how are they going to do that? My, oh, my. It's the mess we knew was coming down the pike.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. If you want to weigh in, it's wide open, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan in Texas.
What? You didn't play Bad to the Bone when you knew I was coming up?
Bad to the Bone. Yeah, we already played that, so we can't double dip.
Well, honey, I got in here late. I was horizontal, and I woke up from my nap, and here we are.
All right, so what do you want to throw your 2 cents in, or your 5 cents, or your 10 cents?
Well, I need a couple minutes here real quick. On Petraeus, sorry about the boy falling to disgrace, but I think that was all part of Obama's plan to get rid of him out of Afghanistan, put him in the CIA, and then have the whole thing come undone. I think Obama knew about it all the time. I mean, he had connections like a freight train. They knew what was going on.
Mm.
And I think that was all strategy of Obama's to get rid of Petraeus because we have to fail in Afghanistan with Obama as our president. It just slowly bleed us to death in that regard.
Right.
On the other, the Obamacare or the Unaffordable Health Care Act, as it is known, that's unaffordable.
Yeah.
Should be subtitled screwed because that's what the boy's trying to do to American people.
Mm.
Him and everybody that voted for this piece of garbage are putting the screws to us. And Obama's ultimate aim is to bankrupt this United States of America. That's why every single aspect of everything he has done has been to hurt us. It's cost us nothing but money for every single thing that he's been in charge of, and he's still trying to even go more. We have in our budget now written in, it was supposed to be a one-time thing, an $1 trillion expansion of our debt.
It's ridiculous.
Well, it's our money.
It is our money.
Our money, and it's our government. I think it's time that we should get rid of these people that continue to vote and show on the things that we're trying to get put through and stop the gridlock. Both parties are at fault, but this has to be brought to a head, and that enough is enough. We, as the American people, cannot afford this kind of routine. We're going to wind up with our money not being worth anything, and a panic is going to set in. And you think that little episode that went off over there in Cyprus was something to behold. You wait till we can't use our money to go down and buy anything.
And you know what? I agree with you. We had a great guest on the other night. Thanks, Dan. Chris Duane, his name was, if I'm right on that. And he was so dead on, and an economist, talking about exactly what Dan said there. You wait and see. This happens in America, and he's telling people, look, I'm not trying to be a fearmonger. I'm just telling you, you better invest in food. You better invest in silver or gold or other things, because the currency really isn't going to be worth, in the end, it's not going to be worth anything. And if you don't do that, you're going to find yourself in that situation that Dan's saying. It's just a question of when it happens and whether it's going to be in the next decade or not. He said he thought it would be before the decade was out. And this is what you're seeing in Cyprus. Banks are still closed. The depositors are going to lose 40%. Not good. Not good. And where are we with quantitative easing, printing money with nothing to back it? You know, once we got off of the gold standard, things changed. And now what happens with Ben Bernanke? Ben speaks, talks about interest rates, and squeezes more money out. But nothing backs up that money, and it's scary. I mean, it's just like throwing ink on the paper. It's like we're counterfeiters almost, because there's a false sense of security for a lot of people. And I agree. I think if you are smart, you kind of store a few things away, even if it's just a little bit at a time, so that you don't get caught in that scene that he's talking about. Where you don't have it. You don't have the food. You don't have the stuff that you need for your family. And it does seem almost like crazy talk, doesn't it? Like, I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all. And I'm the glasses half full person. But sometimes you got to look at that glass and say, well, you know what? Somebody's trying to drain my glasses half full. Somebody's trying to rain on this parade. So I got to get some realism in here. And I have to look at this situation and really, when I size it up and all the conversations I've had with what's happening with people in Washington and what we're seeing with the interest rates and what we're seeing with the spending, we really are at that point. We are staring into the abyss, and it'll look a lot different than Cyprus looks if it happens here. It'll look a lot different. Nothing like it. Nothing like it. And I was mentioning the cost for Obamacare. A leading business lobbying group in the U.S. is appealing the grant, the Obama administration's grant, to grant special relief to employers in the states that are rejecting federal aid promised under the health reform program. So, remember, this kicked in 2010. States that are required to expand Medicaid, the federally funded health insurance plan, as you know, for the poor and disabled, with the federal government covering all costs for 3 years and the states paying about 10% of costs after that. So they're seeking some help because they're stuck. The Supreme Court said last year the state mandate was unconstitutional, gave states the right to opt out. 14 have done it. Employers of low-wage workers in those states will either have to offer insurance plans to employees or face the federal penalties. What is the federal penalties? In states that aren't expanding Medicaid, employers will have to pay $3,000 for each employee who joins the state exchange program to buy health insurance. So in the filing this month, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce urged the administration to exempt employers in the states from the tax penalties. I don't think so. And federal tax penalties on employers, let's give you an example. In Texas, it could hit $450 million a year. Whew. That's where Rick Perry, the governor, opposed the expansion. So $450 million a year. The impact on employers. Wow. And they know that. They're not disputing that whole thing. But they're saying it's not free money from the federal government. It's borrowed from China or taken out of taxpayers' pockets, which is exactly what we were just talking about. And our pockets are picked over. We don't have much left to give. Most of us in America don't have much left to give. So how much more can they take from us? It's scary stuff that is just right out there. You can feel it. You can sense it in people. Hasn't happened yet, but boy, when it does, it's going to be a real gut bomb for so many. I mean, a real, real gut bomb, without a doubt. The odds and ends that I like to throw into the show, I haven't had a chance to get to, so I wanted to throw in a couple. You know, we were beating up on cruise ships for the crazy ship that floated around where people had to deal with whether they were going to get into Texas after being stuck out in near the Mexican Riviera, then pulled back again. Remember the ship, the Carnival Cruise Line. Now there's another problem. The FBI is investigating the suspicious death of a woman on a cruise ship off the East Coast over the weekend. A 64-year-old Virginia woman was found dead in her cabin on the Royal Caribbean Cruise Line's Enchantment of the Seas, and it was on Sunday, the last day of the weekend-long cruise. The FBI agents met the boat when it docked in Baltimore, and they're looking as to whether or not this was some kind of a suspicious death out on the seas somewhere. Medical examiners did an autopsy. They're waiting for the toxicology. They didn't release the name. Oh, can you imagine? Someone's going to pick the person up at the docks, and then they find out they didn't make it. They're still in their cabin, and they were found dead, and it might be something suspicious connected to it. Whew. Boy, it really makes you rethink the whole cruise thing. It really does, I think, big time. This isn't a surprise in what they're saying in Texas. They found a whole bunch of bomb material in the Colorado suspect's car. If you know this story, Evan Ebel is a man suspected of killing another guy. The Colorado prison system chief, this was a guy who escaped from prison in Colorado. And now they found a duffel bag in the trunk with instructions on how to make an explosive device. So what happened was, Evan Ebel was part of, was a guy who escaped and got involved with another guy who was trying to help him out, and he was shot to death outside of his home in Colorado Springs. And then the other guy was mortally wounded a couple days later in North Texas after a wild gun battle. So they got out of prison. They drove away. They ended up in Texas in the trunk. They had a duffel bag full of bomb stuff. Nice. And the good news is that no civilians, no people were hurt in this thing. Because I remember seeing the reports of it. It was like the OK Corral, where they were shooting back and forth at each other. And you know, the question is always, how do they get out of the system? Who do they know, and how do they get out of there and haul themselves all the way up to Texas and then ultimately get cornered in the end before they had a chance to get away? Because I think the deal was to try to get much further than Texas. Stay with us. We're doing that numbers thing on the flip side.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
As we look at We Can Count, boy, there's a lot of numbers. I'm going to give you the one number, and I've already said this, but so many people are asking me, what was that poll again, and what poll did you talk about? CNN's poll, 56% say the federal government should recognize same-sex marriage. It's a big change from 4 or 5 years ago, and certainly a decade ago. The survey highlighted generational, gender, and geographic divides. To be sure, support highest among women 18 to 34-year-olds and urban residents. Really, what a shock that is. The marriages of 120,000 gay couples in 9 states in the District of Columbia that allow same-sex marriage are not recognized by the federal government as military spouses, Social Security beneficiaries, or for other purposes. So Congress passed the measure. If you remember, Bill Clinton signed it into law in 96, which is DOMA. And Clinton recently renounced the law as incompatible with our Constitution, saying it was a very different time when he put his signature on it. So this is part of the deal here. This is part of the Defense of Marriage Act. And the Supreme Court's going to hear arguments in the appeal of lower court decisions that struck down provisions in DOMA. The Obama administration declined to defend the law in court, but congressional Republicans, operating as bipartisan legal advisory group of the U.S. House of Representatives, took over the role normally filled by the Justice Department Solicitor General. So that should be interesting. You have the numbers, 56%. 56%. Wow. Here's a real shocker. Dionne Warwick, who was a big-time Motown, I'm going to call her a Motownish singer, was popular in her day, even into the 70s and the early 80s, and is the cousin of Whitney Houston, finds herself in bankruptcy, $1,000 left. She's down to her last $1,000. It's hard to fathom because of, even if the royalties were low, the success that she had. The big deal is, of course, Uncle Sam has the knife at her back. She filed for bankruptcy because of the $10 million in tax debt that goes back to 1991. Since they never could cut a deal about the taxes, you know what happens? The interest accrues, and that just ticked up the meter on how much she owed. So she's down to her last $1,000. She owes $10.7 million. And she really, her success started in the 60s with 18 straight top 100 hits. She made so many hits in her career. She won 5 Grammys in 50 years, it spanned. So look for Dionne Warwick to be performing in a city near you. Remember when Willie Nelson had to do that? He owed the tax man, so he had to go out and sing, sell some stuff. I'm singing a song for you, so buy these tickets. Buy these tickets. You know, we have this argument about leaving things on when you're on the plane. Is it just a bunch of nonsense that they tell you to turn off all your electronic devices? Because they don't say it because it could affect the plane, but that's what's insinuated. So check this out. The Federal Aviation Administration announced plans for a working group that would study the issue of portable electronics on flights and make suggestions for changes. The committee is going to report its findings this summer. So here's the thing. Using personal electronic devices below 10,000 feet is banned on most flights. Electronic health devices, hearing aids, pacemakers are allowed at all times. But anyone who flies could tell you, yeah, it's pretty much ignored because they have Wi-Fi access through the electronic devices anyway, from the laptops to the smartphones to all of that. There hasn't been any conclusive proof that those devices, like the tablets and e-readers, are a danger, but a study released in 2011 found 75 instances of interference that might have been related to personal electronic devices. I'll tell you what I would be more worried about. The fact that now, when I was recently on a plane, the pilot said, ooh, the plane is a little too heavy, so we're going to have to drop way down below and fly and dump some fuel because of how heavy the plane is. In my mind, I'm thinking Aaliyah and, oh, please don't let us crash. And it happened twice on that flight. So I would be more concerned about that. What's going on with the flights? Because they're jamming them now, filled every seat to the brim. What are people taking on? I don't know. What's this huge? The plane is too heavy. We're not calculating the numbers correctly is all that I can figure out of that. Because why wouldn't they know that? All right, this is a big deal. Mark Kelly made a splash when he said, I can purchase a gun so easy, get an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle, and the background check will be a cinch. And you wait and see. The company, though, that he bought the gun from, Diamondback Police Supply, said they didn't like the idea that their store is being used as a backdrop, so they decided to terminate the transaction prior to his coming in the store and completing the background check so they wouldn't get the firearm. So they decided, yeah, you know, we really don't want to be the poster that everybody talks about, the poster child for this whole thing, so we're going to just get out of it. And that kind of made that fall off of the table for Mark Kelly, because the idea was, I'm getting this gun, and how huge will this be that it got approved so quickly, and this is how easy you can get a gun in America, because that's what he's trying to prove. Now, he has guns, and he's a gun enthusiast, but his point was to say, look, here's an AR-15, this is what Gabby was shot with, this is what happened in Connecticut, and or he had one of those weapons, anyway, he didn't use them, but this is how easy it is for someone to get it. How easy is it to spend taxpayers' money? Former President Bill Clinton's 8,300-square-foot Harlem office near the Apollo Theater costs us $450,000. George W. Bush spends $85,000 on telephone fees and another $60,000 on travel. Jimmy Carter spends $15,000 worth of postage, and it's all on our dime. We are paying for the follies of the ex-presidents. Yep. There was a congressman who introduced a bill last year that would limit costs $200,000 pension-wise, plus another $200,000 that ex-presidents could use at their discretion. And for every dollar that an ex-president earns in excess of $400,000, his annual allowance would be reduced by the same amount. Are you shocked to learn that the bill died in committee? Of course it did. Who's going to approve that? I got to face the president. Are you kidding me? And it is the president, after all, so everybody bailed out on that. Otherwise, I think that's fair. $200,000, another $200,000, that's $400,000. How much do they need? Obviously, I told you how much. The widows of former presidents are entitled to a pension of $20,000, but Nancy Reagan, the former wife of Ronald Reagan, waived her pension last year. The former first lady did accept $14,000 in postage, because postage is probably where they get them, because of all the notes and handwritten notes and things that they have to send out. 30 months, no joke, a man who pointed a laser at a plane has a 30-month prison sentence. 30 months in federal prison for shining a laser pointer. I think that's a very wise ruling. Maybe this will teach people who are trying to distract planes from doing that for fear of going to jail.
Heard about our MRE smorgasbord? Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.